We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the Kaf, the middle of a line of Bayo Lahu. We're going to continue to talk about the halacha of the offer that you put into the water that you give them the Sota to drink. We had before a machloikis if you have to take the earth off the floor of the Mishkan, or you can even just bring in some earth into the Mishkan and or into the Heikal and take it back out. We had a machloikis. But now, Bayu Lumara shall like this. Ain Sham Afar, we don't have Afar. Ma'u Sheyitin Afar. Could you use ashes? Afar is soil, is dirt. Could you use ashes? So the Gemara says, leave it to Beis Shammai, lo yisavay alach. The Amri lo yimitzinu Afar shekari Afar. Who's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? We have a collection of Shammai's Hillel and Sechas Chulin. The Gabri didn't kisi a dam. The halacha is when you shech the oif or you shech the chaya, you have to cover the dam. And the halacha is you cover the dam with Afar. And the machlokes is, could I use afer as well? Beis Shammai says you cannot use afer because afer, which is ashes, is not afar, it's not soil, it's not dirt. But Beis Hillel says you find that afer is called afar because it says the pasuk by the Parah Adumah, which is lakula tamei, my afar is srefes chatos. And it says the lashon ayin there, afar is srefes chatos. So you see that afer is called afar, and therefore you can use ashes. That's the halacha by Kisa Adam. So the Gemara says, if you be a Shammai, it's pasha, you can't use ashes to put into the water of the Saita. Why? Because you never find the afer is called afar. Kisa Bayalach, the Gemara Shah is leave it to Beis Hillel. The Amri Matsino afer is called afar. You find if you be a Hillel, the afer is called afar regarding Kisa Adam. So Mai, what's the halacha when it comes to the halacha of Saita? Apagav the Ikri afar, Hacha B'Karka Mishkan Ksiv. Here it says the extra words, B'Karka HaMishkan. Because you already know from Yihya, Asher Yihya B'Mishkan, that it has to be in the Mishkan. What do you learn from Karka Mishkan? It must be Karka Mishkan teaching us to be Dafka Karka and not ashes. So even Beis Hillel holds ashes could be Afar, but here it says Dafka Karka Mishkan. Oy Dilma, Hai B'Karka Mishkan, we darshan, either look at the Isi Ben Yehuda or look at Isi Ben Menachem Udasi. Like we have before, according to Isi Ben Menachem, we learn out from the word Karka Mishkan, that it's being married by Beis Elamim, because he holds that you're allowed to bring off even from outside and bring it inside. You don't have to put it on the floor even. You can just bring it in Machis B'Kupasoi, inside the Heichal, and take it out. What do you do with Karka Mishkan? You learn from Karka Mishkan, that's married by Beis Elamim. That's what Isi Ben Menachem holds. Isi Ben Yehuda holds that you have to, that for Karka, you learn from Karka Mishkan, you have to put it on the ground to take it off the ground. But either way, it's not an extra word. So therefore, Afer would be also like Afar, the Fibes Hillel. Just like Bakisa Adam, Afer and Afar would be the same. By Mesoito also, that's the Zemara Shaila is, what's the halacha according to Beis Hillel? Is Afer also mutter, is also kosher to put into the water of the Saita? This is the water they can use to Meichik the Megillah. So you got to put Afer into that water. Tashma, don't Rav Yechom Shem Rabbi Shmuel. B'shloisha mekoymois halacha oikeves mikra. There are three places where the halacha moishim Sinai is distorts, so to speak, the mikra, the pasuk, the Torah. And the three examples are, which means it changes what the Torah says. Oikeves, Rashi says, the lashon of it's a keres, it rips out the place where it is, it rips out the word, basically rips out the Torah, and says it says something else. What's the three examples? The Torah says, The Torah says, B'kisi Adam, that you're supposed to use Afar. That's what the Torah says. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'ish ishim nei shom nei gerag ar v'sechem ashi yoshut se chaya oif ashi yochel, v'shofach es domoy, v'kisou ba'afar. So it says offer, but the halacha moishim Sinai is b'chol davar, you can use anything. Like Rashi speaks out, b'chol davar means anything that grows. You can grow something like zarnich, sid, charosis, levena, any type of different earthenware or pitch and different things like that that you could grow things in it. There's lav dafka offer. Another example is the Torah Amar B'tar. The Torah says that a Nazir is usher to cut his hair with a tar, with a razor. And like we know from Sechas Nazir, Allah Chol Dava, that we marve everything, even a scissor. As long as you cut Ke'en Tar, even if you pull out your hair, as long as you pull it out even with the root, then say a scissor, say even your hand, Yechayim. So you see, Lav Dafka Tar. Again, you see the Lachem Sinai is Oikeves, the word in the Torah. And the third example is Hatayra Amra Sefer Valachav Chaldava. The Torah says by a get, it says a koslos Sefer Krisus, which means a sefer, which is a klaf, The halacha is that if you write the get on an aleph shel zayis, which means a leaf of an olive tree, or a luach, which is made out of wood, the get works. So you see again, the halacha mishnah is oikar, these three things, the pashup shah and the pasuk sounds like one thing. And the halacha mishnah says, no, it means more. V'im isa, if there's a fourth case, like our case of soita, that even though Torah says offer or dirt, you're allowed to use ashes, so why didn't this brisa say a fourth case? V'misa l'choshev nami hai, say this or as well. And it's bothering me, Lemar's kasha, what do you mean? You said these things are lachal ha-mashim ha-sinai. Who said lachal ha-mashim ha-sinai regards to soita? So the answer is that if the halacha would be is that Afer was just like Afar, so it would be included in that Lachal Mesh Mesinai of Kisei Adam. Here, Bishmal says Kisei Adam is Halacha, Lachal Mesh Mesinai. It says Ba'afar, we're allowed to use everything. So that would be included in the Lachal Mesh Mesinai also. So we have a fourth one that the Lachal Mesh Mesinai knocks out the Pashta and the Pasuk, and where is that by Saita? And it doesn't say that. So if it doesn't say that, it means it must be that you cannot use ashes for Saita. Because it you should say this also. And the Gemara, Tana of Ashayir. The Tana left it out. Umay Shai, the High Shire. What was the other thing we left out? Usually when Tana leaves something out, it doesn't just leave out one thing. It leaves out one thing, it means it doesn't count. So it usually leaves out something else. What's the other thing it left out? What would be another thing it could have left out, this Tana? Umay Shai, the High Shire. Shai and Metzaira. We're leaving out something about Metzaira. What are we talking about Metzaira? Tana to the Raisa. For Hoya B'Yemashvi, the halacha is that we learned the Nazir extensively by Metzaira. There are two giluach. One giluach is when he becomes, his nega gets better, they bring him out into the soda and they do different things there. They bring a tzipar and everything. It says, "Chibes some taras begadav." Giluach is called saaroi. V'rochas v'mayim v'tar v'achi avamach. Then you wait another 7 days and you take another taglachas. It says the taglachas v'shoyno and the taglachas shnia. The first taglachas happens by the first a process of Tyra. The second glachas happens later on when you come in to bring your carbon, 7 days later. That's the halacha. So it's two different glachas. So the pasuk says in the taglachas, that's the second taglachas, it says over there, in the second taglachas, it says, Vahoyom Bayem Ashvi, you got lay on the seventh day after the, you know, since the first taglach, since the first haircut, Vahoyom Ashvi, you lay as kol sari, cut all your hair, that's a klal, that's a general term. Then it says it's Reisha, your head, Veskona, your beard, Veskabas Enov, the eyebrows, the eyelashes, and Prat. That says a Prat, that's specific. Veskosa'ari, it says again, Veskosa'ari, Yigaleach. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Yigaleach is Kosa'ari, it's Reisha, Veskona, Veskabas Enov, it's Kosa'ari, Yigaleach. So again, a Klal. So Klal, Prat, a Klal. Schozo, Klal, Prat, a Klal. It's a general, a specific, and a general Klal. A rule, you have to don't look at a prat. Lach is, what you do is, you marabah everything, but everything has to be similar to the prat, since similar to the specifics. And what are we darshan? What is this brayso darshan, the klal, prat, the klal? Ma prat mafurish mokum kinu sar. Venira, just like the prat, is a mokum where there's a lot of hair, not just a sprinkling of hair, there's a real amount of hair. And it's nira, you can see it. Af komokum kinu sar venira. Also, any mokum kinu sar and nira, and people can see it. It's possible to be seen. So my rabbi, what do we mean marbe? Seyar haraglayim, which means the seyar of oisa makam, because that place is a makam kinasar, it's a lot of hair, and it can be seen. And my meat, what would be mait? Meat the beis hashachi, because even though that's a kinasar, it's a lot of hair, but it's under the arm, so you can't see it. With the kulagufa, and the rest of the guf has a different problem, even though it's nira, it's not kinasar. So being marbe, only kena prat. That means, according to this klal prat klal, the only haircut the matara needs is only those hairs, but not the hair, but not, it does not need the hair of, doesn't need any, doesn't need the hair, it only has the hair of the kinasar and nira, and not of the kol guf. And what's the problem? The halacha moish mesina is not like that. But halacha saw, migalea kedalas, and the halacha moish mesina is, and the halacha is, that you give a haircut to a matzor, like a glass, like a gourd, the tanan, like learned in the Mishnah. Bolu lahakaves a matzor, mavit hara kol besorit. That if you're coming to give a haircut to the Metzora, you take a razor on his whole basa. V'ketani seifo v'yei mashvi migalchoi teglacha shniyo k'teglacha shoshoina. The glacha shniyo is safe like the glacha shoshoina, as the Brisa says. The Brisa says, we know that the first haircut That is Pashut Mavatar Kol Basari. Why? Because there the Pasuk says, V'gilachas Kol Sari. There's no Prat over there, just a rule. V'gilachas Kol Sari. It's Mashmah, you do the whole entire Sar. And then it says in this Braisa, that if you Mashiv Galchai, just like the Gilachas Roshayna. So what's the Kash? So the Kash, not the Kash, what's the other Shire? The other Shire in this Braisa is Shire Mitzari. Mitzari is a case where you have a Klal, a Prat, a Klal that tells you the second Taglachas should only be on part of the here of the Guf, not on everything. And the Halacha Moshe Fisina comes and says, you do the whole entire guf, that the Taglach HaShnia is like the Rishonah. So that is the other Shire. So right now, we're going like this. We had a Shaila, if you're allowed to use ashes for the Meis Saita. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya. It doesn't say over here that there's another case that the Halacha is Oike from the Kra. So you should have said it the case of Saita. So Gemara says, no, we left out Saita. What's the other thing left out? What's another thing with Saira, we're there. The Pashup Shad is, you only do Geluach of the Makam Kinasar and the Nira. That's all you do Geluach on. But not on the rest of the Guf. Kamashma and Alacha can do everything. And that doesn't say that in the Brises. That's the other Shai. That's what we're holding right now. The Gemara is going to have now three different Shatim why Mitzaira is not a Shai. Mitzaira is not left out. It's not called something you left out. So first time it's like this. Amar Nachma Yitzchak. Kika choshev alocha oikeves mikra. We are only counting here in this Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, the three places where the Torah says refers one thing, and the alocha says more than that. Like, for example, like the opposite, or more, or different. The Torah said afar, and we said called afar. That's what Kisa Adam. Or the Torah said tar by Nazir, and we said anything you cut your hair with Yichayev. The Torah said sefer by get, and we said kol dava. But Masha'in Kain over here, the Torah never says that the haircut of a mitzayra has to be only the makom kinah sar and nira. It's a drasha. And the drasha the Gemara is calling is drabanan. Kiko kosh v'aloch keves mikra from the pasuk meforish. Ha keves midrabanan. This is a keves from a drasha, which is only drabanan. That's the gear so we have. So the first one will be right from here, like the Rambam Shita. There's a big machlokes Ramban and the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs. If in the middle of Sefer Mitzvahs, that if there's something learned out Yogi Lamida, something learned out from the Adrasha, is that called the Deraisa or the Rabbanon? According to the Rambam, it's called the Rabbanon. According to the Rabban, it's called the Deraisa. So here it's a right to the Rambam that's called the Rabbanon, because it says Ha'akeves Midrabbanon. But some have a Girsa Ha'akeves Midrasha, not the word Midrabbanon, and it's a Medrashi more that the Mars Lashon. And therefore, that's what it means. That we're only talking about cases where the halacha is being oikah from the first shakra. Here, the halacha is being oikah from the drasha, and that's what the Gemara means. Not that it's the midrabanan. The gear says medrashi. Okay, but one teretz is that mitzayra is not called a shayir. Why? Because it's not an example where the halacha is a keves kra. Teretz number two, rapapa ama kika chashu v'halacha halacha a keves v'keres. That's only if the halacha is oiker the pasuk. Ha, this case of mitzayra, a keves from a sefesi. It's not being oiker the pasuk. The pasuk says you have to cut every kinas sar, every place with a lot of here, and it's nira. We're adding on, you cut more here. So it's not being oiker the kra. Mashenka, the other examples, let's say by tar, the Torah, let's say by offer, the Torah says offer, and I say you can use afer. Or sefer, you can use something else. Now Rashi has a question, the Lechaira, by Tar, we're not being Oikar the Pasuk by Tar, we're saying Tar is still Chayiv, we're saying more things are Chayiv. So why, you do count things that are Meisefes. That's Rashi's Kasha before, in Divin Maschel Vahalacha, that Rashi asks, the Lechaira, dear, it's Meisefes. So one Tar, Rashi says, is that it's not called Meisefes, because it is Oikar something in the Pasuk. Because if you give a guy Malkus, as an Issa gives someone Malkus, this is to hit another Yid. It says Lo Yosef. You're not allowed to hit another Eid without permission. So here, if you're saying that cutting with a scissor is Chayiv Malkus, that is being Oikar the Kra. The Halacha Moshe Fisina is saying that you could even not only tar of other things as well are Chayiv Malkus. That's called being Oikar Hadav Mekra. It's not just stopping Moisef. You are doing something different. You are doing something different than the pasuk. Another Mahalach Rashi has is that the Girsa is not tar of a nazir, the girsa was a martzeya. We're talking about the drill that you use to make a hole in the ear of an eved ivri, and there the Torah is moisif other things. It says doesn't have to be dafka martzeya, which is like a special tool that makes the special drill that makes holes. You can use any type of sharp object. So that's what the Braisa was saying when it said Tahara. Doesn't mean Tahara means Marzeah, a different gear to the Marzeah, and then it's not called Maisiv there, there's Takavim Oiker. But upon our Papa's Tarot is that Mitzvah is not counted as one of the things that are Oiker, because it's not Oiker. Just saying, don't only cut this here, cut more here. That's not called Oiker. Third Mahalach is, Ravashiyah, Mahomastita, Mani, Rabbi Shmali, Doros Kolaprati. Don't ask me a kasha from the Braisa that says that you should only cut the kinusar, the hair of kinusar, and the nira, and then the Braisa brings down halacha on Moshe Sinai that you do everything. It says you do everything. Don't ask me a kasha and say you see the halacha is oikum mikra, because the Braisa is two different on the Omru. The Braisa says klal prat the klal is very small. Dash is always called harikula klal prat the klal. And the Braisa on top of the Zion base, the Braisa of Kidalas that says you give the Tegelachas a full haircut like a gourd, you shave everything off. Mari Rabbi Kiva, it's going to go to Rabbi Kiva, Dorish, Ribuy Umiute. The Darish is always Ribuy Amiyat. The time of the Braisa. Vahoyo Bayam Ashvi, this is the Braisa, the Darish is Ribuy Amiyat. But time Vahoyo Bayam Ashvi, you got left closer, I'm going to say, on the seventh day, you cut all the Sar, Ribu, that's Rabbi everything. It's Roshay, it's Konev, it's Gavas Enov, the head, the beard, the eyebrows, the eyelashes, Miyat. But it's called Sa'aroi Yigaleach. Then it says Ribuy. Called Sa'aroi. So there's a different way. One way it's making drasha is cloud, prat, the cloud. That when you do that drasha is the cloud is only moisif, something that's similar to the prat, something similar to the specific. But Riba Miyat is marba everything. That's the way you make drasha. Riba Miyat to Riba is marba everything. That's called Sa'aroi Yigaleach. Chaz Riba, Riba Miyat to Riba, Riba Koil Ma Riba, Riba the Kul Gufa. You marba a whole guf. My miyat seir shvecha chaytim. Well, my only one thing. You do riba miyat riba. You only might one thing. What do you might seir inside the chaytim? Everything else you have. So the Gemara saying is that it's not a kasha you left out of tzayra because it's different by the yama. One man the yama says taka only the makom anira and makom kinasar. And the other man says no. It means everything. It means everything besides when it says like a gadalas. It means everything besides the seir and the chaytim because you hold riba miyat riba. So at this point in the Gemara, it would come out that it is a raya from the Braisa. We had a Braisa before, so three things that Allah Oikav is Makro. He said, why don't we count also the case of Meisaitis? He said, it's a ton of a Shire. So he said, what's the other Shire? The other Shire is Mitzayr. Mitzayr is not a Shire. For three reasons we say it's not a Shire. Either because it's not a first repository, or because it's only Meisefes, it's only Meisef, or a third Shire is because it's going to go to the Vanyam, to the Braisa, to the Vanyam. So my have Allah. What's Allah? I use ashes for Meisaitis. Tosis is bothered, why isn't it a Raya Lamaisa? Because we don't have a Tana Shai Vai Shai. Tosis says, well, we're not sure why the Tana left it out. He left it out because Taka left it out, or we left it out because he holds that you now use Eifer. So my have a law, so the Gemara's post the Shai, according to Rashi's Girsa, the Gemara's post the Shai. Toshima, don't know who to buy, Shem Rav. Ain't some offer, if you have no offer for the Saita, what do you do? Maybe Rakvuvas Yarek Umakadish. You take Rakvuvas Yarek, you take spoiled Yarek that's ground up. And that could be called afar, because it grows from the ground. That's called afar. So it's mashma, you know, not gerz lohi. Rakfuv is yerek who to have afar. That's called afar. About afar lo have afar. But afar, ash is not called afar. You don't have etza using afar, it's not called afar. Only rakfuv is yerek so afar, not afar. That's the way Rashi has the gerz. So Gemara comes at the pshitas in the shal, the afar does not work. Some gerz, the lohi is saying this. The more I want to be a raya. So what was the raya? So the raya is that maybe you can use other things. Velohi rakfuvas yarek would have afa. Eifel afa is not a raya. You can use other things, but either way, the Gemara is coming out. Either it's pshitas that eifel doesn't work, or at least it's not a raya. Eifel doesn't work, and therefore lechari cannot use eifel. Cannot use ashes.